This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. Parks and Wildlife Commissioners are considering a new entrance pass for state wildlife areas. Currently, most people have to buy a fishing or hunting license to enter. CPR's Joe Wirtz has more.
The new pass is designed for general visitors who only come for the area's scenic value. It would cost about $46 per year, or $8 or $9 for a day pass. Commissioners seem to support the plan at their meeting. Some question the cost and whether it promotes equitable access to wildlife areas. Betsy Blecka cautioned against treating wilderness areas too much like parks.
I have a concern that these areas may lose their original intent of hunting and fishing access.
Hunting and fishing dollars fund the wilderness areas, which are seeing a surge in use from people who don't hunt or fish. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
The Boulder Ballet is premiering their latest work on a virtual stage. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
After the cancellation of their fall season, Boulder Ballet decided to go in a new direction. Dancing for a camera instead of a packed theater, the ballet company collaborated with filmmakers to create the new video short, Hope Unto Many. Viewers can buy tickets to the film now through the end of the month. Proceeds from ticket sales will support the Boulder Ballet until they can dance for live audiences once again. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
It's 35 degrees and partly cloudy in Denver. It's 30 degrees in Colorado Springs. This is CPR News.